talk to you today, and thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts, something that everybody does. They daydream, and they also have determined thoughts. What's the difference? And I think you need to know that. So we entitle this Daydreams versus Determined Thoughts. Daydreams kind of go, keep you going. Determined thoughts get you where you're supposed to go. And God said, think on these things. Love, joy, peace, longing. That is a determined thought to think that way so you can get to your destiny and reach your destination. Let me give you a wonderful, wonderful scripture. I'll tell you one thing. Everybody knows the scripture. Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. Okay? But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's your mind, will, and emotion. That's the soul of who you are. That you, not God, you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. People say, I never know what God's going to do. You take this scripture and you faith that fact and believe it, you're going to know exactly what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it, and you're going to know how God does it too. Here's another scripture, Matthew 6, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. I like that. And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, you can't get second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, whatever you believe for, till you seek ye first. What does the kingdom of God mean? I've said this many times. The kingdom of God is a method. The kingdom of heaven is a place. A lot of people mix that up, and they shouldn't. Kingdom of God is God's way of doing and being right. Kingdom of heaven is a place where you live, where you go. So notice, seek ye first the kingdom of God, God's way of doing and being right, see? And that will always come through determined thoughts. Not daydreams. You know what I'm saying? Daydreams are nice, you know, they make you feel good, but most of the time they don't come to pass. But if you take a determined thought, watch this, and encapsulate the daydream will come because dreams have no expiration dates. I want you to think about that for a minute. But that thought has got to get over there and grab that daydream. If you are a person that likes the daydream, nothing wrong with it. And then take that thing and make it come to pass, spiritual, physical, financial. You know, it's amazing to me why people struggle financially. When God said, ask anything in my name. What does anything mean to you? Anything in my name. And I will do it. Now, here come the religion, you know, with the drones. So, well, if it be his will. He didn't say that. He said, ask anything in my name. That's St. John 14, verses 12, 13, and 14. I can quote that. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Then he says this, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Why? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. And then he says something wonderful. If you shall ask anything in my name, you don't have to daydream that thought, son. That's a determined thought from God Almighty. He said, I will do it. So maybe you're having financial trouble. Well, my God, start asking anything and don't let the church talk you out of it. Well, that's greed. No, that's growth. You're just obeying God's word. The Lord's my shepherd. David figured that out as a shepherd boy. I shall not want. He did pretty good. Now, he had his problems because he caused them himself, but he did real good. I want you to do real good. You faith that fact. That's why we do these little 5-minute segments. I really believe this. I don't mean this to sound arrogant. In this 5 minutes, I speak more than most churches preach in a month because it's just simply the word of the living God. When are we going to believe this word? See, somebody's always giving you their opinion. I like to describe opinions as transitory forms of thought. They float on the ocean of life. They change with every wave. I want to know your convictions because your convictions tell me who you are. Now, you face that fact, and a daydream will turn into a determined thought, but the determined thought will overtake the daydream, and you'll complete your destiny and reach your destination. Are you getting this? I'm telling you this will start immediately. As soon as we come off the air, as soon as you finish watching this, if you do what I'm telling you, listen to me. I know what I'm talking about because it happens to me all the time. And God don't love me anymore than he loves you. Let those determined thoughts come. And just go do what God has called you to do. You know why? Because you can. How do I know that? God said it. I believe it. That settles it. See ya. Bye.